This is another DJ DNA production.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period. It's that simple.
I know who I am, and I know what I believe.
I know who I am, I know who, what
that's
I believe.
That's all I need to know.
And that's all I need to know. So from there, you do what you need to do. You know, and I think what happens is we make this situation more complex than it has to be.
Because we're looking for complexity. There's got to be something complex to understand.
It can't be that easy.
You know?
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams, that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled. You know, if you don't study, if you don't work really hard and dedicate yourself to being better every single day, you'll never be able to communicate with people, with your artistry, the way that you want. So
the only thing, I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. That's just, I just believe that. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen. Confucius said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
I study the patterns of the universe.
There's a redemptive power that making a choice has, you know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening. Make a choice, right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way. It's water. It wants to move and go around stuff, you know.
You know, there's a flow of the universe that I've grown to know just how to go with it.